We have three people we're saying Kaddish for. We have Eliezer Ben and Shaul. We're saying Kaddish today for him. And then we have Isser Ben Chaim. And then, of course, we have Rav Abraham Ben. So, I just wanted to mention that in today's day that we read the Torah portion for Wednesday, we have the Ten Commandments. It's a very very special portion, and also the fact that we read today the Ten Commandments. And it's interesting that one of the commandments that we have is to honor one's father and mother. That's one of the Ten Commandments. Now, if you notice, you see that there is 10 commandments. There were 5 given on one tablet, on one luach, and the 5 on the other luach. And if you see, the ones on the left side, the second half of the 10, they are all dealing with matters that pertain between man and man. That is, not to steal, not to rob, not to lust what your friend has. Those are ben odom lachaveru, between man and his friend. But then on the other hand, on the right side, on the first of the 10 commandments, over there it talks also about the obligation between man and God. You should believe in God, there's no other God, not to swear in God's names falsely, to keep the Shabbos. These are all between man and God. And then the question is, the fifth one on the right hand side is the mitzvah to honor one's father and mother. It would make sense that honoring one's parents should belong on the side with the mitzvahs that are between man and man, because that's between a person and his parents. So that should be between man and man. How come the mitzvah of honoring one's father is placed in the same category, the same section, where all the mitzvahs that is between man and God? And it's explained in the commentaries that in truth, the mitzvah of Kibbud Av V'Em has a double meaning, and maybe that's why it's the fifth, it's close to the other one, but it also, it's a very powerful meaning between man and God. When one honors their parents, when you honor your father and your mother, it's not just doing a mitzvah between man and man, but it's really doing a mitzvah between man and God. And that is recognizing the fact that, in a sense, God is all of our Father. Just like we're supposed to honor our physical parents who bring us into this world, and they've given us life, and they've given us, hopefully, direction. They've imbued us with character that we have, and the talents that we have, but also on a deeper and a more meaningful level, we're also children of God, because you know there are three partners to the person, the father and mother, but of course there's also Hashem, there's God's part. So God in essence is also our father, as we learned in the other part, which is also another very powerful part of this week's parsha. We read the Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, that we do every day. We also read it in this week's parsha, and over there we also learn about, it says, Vishinantam Levonecho, you should teach it to your children, to your sons. And Rashi says that the sons means your students. And Rashi goes on and also equating and saying that we are all students of Hashem, and that's why we're all considered as Hashem's children. So we're really bonim, we're our children to God. And if we're children to God, as Rashi continues, then God is our father, because if you're a child, then he's your father. So in the mitzvah of Kabbid Esavicha V'Esimecha, it also includes honoring Hashem. And that's actually why the law is that what happens if there's a conflict between, let's say, honoring your parents and honoring God. Let's say that your parents want you to do something which is against God, goes against God. Then the law is that you don't listen to your parents and you listen to what God tells you. Why? because both you and your parents have to honor God, because God is not only your father, but God is their father too, and therefore they're supposed to honor God, and they're supposed to really not to tell you to do anything which is really against Hashem. So I wanted to just bring out this point with regards when you say Kaddish and you do special tzedakah and you strengthen yourself and you remember your parents, especially on the time of a yahrzeit, on the time of the passing, that is a tremendous zechus, that's a tremendous kavod that you give to your parents. But it's also a zechus for the individual, because when you honor somebody else, at the end of the day, that is really represents an honor for you. The one who honors, as the says in the Pirkei Avos, Ezehu Mechubad, which is considered a person who is honored, the one that honors others. So when you honor your parents, that goes a long way, and it says a lot about you, who you really are. And the Eibishter definitely looks down on these things, and we know that the physical connection that there was during the lifetime doesn't cease just with their passing. But on the contrary, as we know, that once the soul leaves the physical limitations of the body, it can connect even in a more profound way without any limitations. So we're certain that the parents and the souls of the deceased are certainly looking down on their children, their offsprings in this world, and they're sending and bestowing upon them the blessings for all what they need, for health, happiness, and all good things that they need. And it's a time to remember and to pray, especially to Hashem, to bring Mashiach, and we'll be zoicha to tchiyas hameisim, so we'll not only spiritually be together, but we'll be physically together with all our loved ones, and we hope that this will happen. B'meheirah v'yameinu, amen.